My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's 12 minutes past five on Saturday the 11th of July 2009. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you come from?
My name is Theresa Mary Allen. My date of birth is the 15th of April 1950 and I come from Cobham, 29 Twin Oaks.
Thank you. Just before we start, I'd like to say for the record that this interview is a little bit different because due to some technical issues, we have had to do the interview after Theresa has been on the plinth. So, Theresa, could you tell us how you feel after having been up on the fourth plinth?
Well, it was really exciting. I feel a bit hyper at the moment, but I feel very pleased that how it went, and I really enjoyed it.
What did you do when you were up there?
Well, I decided to do something for myself, and I called it My Life in Five Layers. So I started off with my motorcycle gear on, and I put on my helmet when I got up there, and gloves, and I pretended to go around a bit as though I was on my motorbike. And then underneath that, I had my trekking gear. So I had my long trousers and my trekking top, and I had a rucksack which I put on, and a map holder, and my poles. So I walked around and pretended that I was trekking. And here was where it really got exciting, that I didn't expect this to happen. There were some of my children there, but also there were some other strangers in the Trafalgar Square. And I asked one of them, I just asked out, where's Everest? And one girl said, oh, I'll Google that. So she Googled it and found out where Everest was, and said it was in the east, but unfortunately none of us really knew where the east was. But I took out my map and I pretended not to know which way up and round it went. So I went trekking round, and then I had some Kendall mint cake, which is what they had for the first ascent of Everest in the early 50s. So that was that layer, and then my next layer was my aerobics gear. So I took off my trousers and my trekking top, and underneath I had my aerobics gear on. So this, I think, was the most exciting bit for those participating in the square, because we did some jumping jacks and we did some running around. We did various other moves and we did some stretching, and people all joined in. So that was fun. And then at that stage there were some what you might call hecklers who wanted me to take off more layers, but I said no, that was enough. I was quite happy with how I was. And then I was asked if I wanted some ketamine, and I said no, thank you, I was high enough without that. So this was a light-hearted banter. So then I became a bit more serious, and I became a doctor, which I am. So I had a white coat and a stethoscope and a book to look up things in. And I took my pulse and I listened to my heart. And I had a torch to look in the throat, and I invited other people to be examined. And I wrote out some prescriptions and threw them out down to the crowd. Which was quite fun. And then I took my white coat off and I became a party girl, and I put on a pretty frock, and here I had more repartee with the young strangers in the square, because they thought it was going to be very boring having my party frock on. But actually it's a very pretty frock, and I put on fancy shoes and I had a little handbag and a glass of a plastic glass with some champagne in it. So I went around toasting everybody and asking them to toast me, and some of the people did in the square. And then the repartee with these young men, they wanted to know what I had in the glass, and actually I turned it upside down, it was empty. But again, I said I got very high without any alcohol. So that was really quite fun. And then I reversed the process. So I took off the dress. I didn't go back to being the doctor. I did some more aerobics, and that was fun. People joined in. It was beginning to get light by then, so it was lovely to see. And there were some different people now sitting, and they joined in, and my children and their boyfriends joined in. And then I did some more trekking, and we decided this time that Everest was in a different place. I had some more Kendall mint cake, and then I put on my motorcycle gear, and then it was time to go.
Why did you choose to do that as your part of the plinth project?
Well, I took a long time to think about it, because I didn't think that I would get a place at all, so I hadn't really thought in advance what I'd do. And I thought, who am I? And what makes me? And I thought that there's no one thing. I can't stand up there and sing. Oh yes, I forgot, I did some singing actually. I pretended to be Carmen for a little bit. I thought, who am I, and how can I portray myself? How would I like to be? I thought, well, I'm all these different aspects of me, and I thought actually then it would be quite fun to take off layers, and it just worked very well that I could have my motorcycle gear on first and put on a number of layers underneath, and it, I think it worked quite well actually.
How did it feel to be up there?
I was nervous to begin with, but then when I realised that I could talk to the people quite easily down in the square, because they were up on the steps, so they were nearer to me, I got quite excited, and it was quite fun having talk, and you know, especially the hecklers and other people, you know, that there was this repartee going on, and it was a... It was really an extraordinary experience, and I suppose there was a bit of being an actor there, which I'm not really, but I could be a bit of an actor.
What kind of an impact do you think you had up there?
Very little to the wider world, but I think the people that were there enjoyed it. And I heard from my son, who was reading or whatever you do on Twitter, that obviously it's being watched by other people, and there was quite good responses coming there. But I've hardly watched anybody before, so I don't know what other people did. So I don't know, you know, whether other people, you know, how not that it was a performance, but. How the response for other people's was.
So who would you say you did this for?
Well, for me, because this is in a way what it was about, just the ordinary man or woman in the street being part of a greater unit, and here I suppose it was Trafalgar Square. So I did it for me, but also for the people, my family and my friends and whoever that might watch it. Mainly for me. And to be able to do that, to be selfish, is wonderful.
How did you first find out about the project?
I saw it in the paper about a year ago. So I'd been to Anthony Gormley's Blind Light 2 years ago at the Hayward Gallery, and I was just amazed by it. It was absolutely wonderful, I thought. So I kept my eyes and my ears open for his name, and then I read about this about a year ago, and then it all went quiet. And then I think I read it, I don't know, 6 months ago, that it was, that he'd actually got these time slots. And then I think it was then in the paper a couple of months after that, with the website to express an interest. And then I got an email, you know, to say that, to apply.
And what inspired you to apply?
I suppose Anthony Gormley. And what, how, and his thoughts about sculpture and involving people, just ordinary people. And I thought that this was so incredible, although when I read first that there might be a sort of competition that you had to say what you were going to do, but that this, there was, you didn't have to say, it was totally random. And I thought that was wonderful.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Well, a bit gobsmacked that, that I was lucky enough to get one. And then I worried about what I might do, and then I forgot about it because I'm quite busy. And then I got more and more excited and talked it over with people, and they were all excited for me. So, excitement, really.
Did going up on the plinth meet your expectations?
Yes. Yes, I mean, I had, what expectations did I have? I was fairly open-minded about it because there was no agenda. Yeah, I did, it was wonderful.
Did you have any concerns or fears before going up?
No, I had no concerns about the height because I have no problem with the height. I suppose only that I would not know what to do, really.
How would you describe your experience as a whole?
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Have you ever done anything like it before?
No. No, I haven't. When I was younger, I would never have applied for anything like this. I would be real afraid of making a fool of myself.
Would you do it again?
To do the same thing again, it would never be the same. It would never be the same. Maybe I'd apply, but it would never be the same.
So, part of the idea of the interview is to get a picture of the people who have been involved in the project. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about what's important to you in your life?
Oh, my family, my children, my mother, my family, my friends, my three cats, music, books, nature, my work with people, and using my brain, helping to make people better, I suppose. Food, cooking, motorbiking, walking, exercise, lots of things.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
Ooh, I think now I'm a happy person. I think I'm a generous person in my affections. Interesting person. I describe myself on my three words as intrepid and curious. I think I am. I want to know about things. I'm very lucky. I'm fit-ish.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us or add before we finish the interview?
No, I just think it's so wonderful, and so far it seems to be working very well. And I think this, if this is going to be for the Wellcome Foundation, I think this is the trust to be kept for that. It's wonderful.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks very much.